to fight anymore.
WRAR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet and home of mopey music.
Was that dedicated to me?
That was dedicated to you, the Richmond Elvis. You're the Chester Elvis.
Chester Elvis.
My name's Chester. I knew a Chester Elvis in high school.
That's not my problem.
He got beaten with soap.
Beaten with
and oranges and bags.
I usually got a bag of oranges. But
nice.
Nice.
Anyway, thanks, Mr. Adavis, for taking us there.
You're very
and
welcome.
Bringing us back.
I'm glad to bring you back.
I appreciate the round-trip ticket. It's really great.
Dedicate another one.
Okay, this is Phil Friday Breakfast Blend. Coming up at 7:30-ish, we're going to have Scott Berger from, I think he's from the Sierra Club, and he's going to be talking about the Richmond Environmental Film Festival that's going to be happening tomorrow, and there might be a giveaway involved, like tickets or something. So, anyway, stay tuned to that. Actually, you should stay tuned anyway, because I play great music. Or at least I like to think so. Here's an example of that. Saw, Rock and Roll Paradise.
your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire. Freddy Home, take over.
Tú sabes lo que estoy hablando, ¿verdad?
¡Epa! ¡Menea, menea, menea! ¡Epa!
Atomic touch
What that man hasn't got don't amount to very much. Yes, he's my papa. He's just like a shooting star. And when that man takes off, you can't tell just where you are.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Helen Humes. And your jet-propelled Papa from the Space Guitar and Death Ray Boogie compilation. A lot of otherworldliness out of that CD set recommended. For that was Fire. It was Fire. I am not wrong. The song was Fire's Jimi Hendrix cover by Fred Ho and the Green Monster Big Band. I know, it's brand new. Year of the Tiger's the name of the album. And then we heard Supressa by the Dog-Faced Hermans from their Mental Blocks of All Ages. And we heard Rock and Roll Paradise by Saw, a local band from the mid to late 90s and very rocking, Your Face Off. You can check out my playlist as I post it. The title of this one is called Be More Careful, and there's no theme whatsoever involved in the music. This is WRER 97.3. You can check out WRER.org to see what I'm talking about by the photo. Anyway, let's keep going. This is our man from Odessa and Azerbaijan here at WRER.
Kızın kimi bu karlıdır uca dağların üstüne bir yara aşıldır göze baları. Bizimle bir başlamıştır göze çaları. Yurdum yuvam meskenim sen Azerbaycanım. Anam doğma vetenim sen Azerbaycanım. Sen Azerbaycanım, yurdum yuva meskenim sen Azerbaycanım, anam doğma vetenim sen Azerbaycanım.
Mr. Atavis and I having deeply philosophical conversations over here up in this joint. All right, that was Monkey's World you just heard a few minutes ago from Journey to the West. And then we heard Latin Note by Saint Germain going way back, Tourist on the Blue Note label. Pretty much Saint Germain's only good album to me. You can beg to differ, that's fine. And then we heard Omfo started off with Azerbaijan, We Are the Shepherds. Great album. I send that one out to Charles. DJ Greybeard, if you will. I'm going to play some funk now, because that's my mode of transportation these days to get me there. You're listening to Rainbow Man by Busy P right now in the background. This next song is from a funky 16 Corners compilation. And it's by Revolution Compared to What? And the song is going to be called Go to Work. So wake up. Drag a comb across your head. Whatever the rest of those lyrics are. Except funk it up.
Thank you.
All right. Black Hayes Express getting the message out about something. Won't nobody listen? I think it's a little bit satire there. And then before that was Funky Me, Timmy Thomas, 7-inch. And then there's a James Brown medley in there by the Apollo Commanders. And we started with Go to Work by Revolution Compared to What? This is WRAR 97.3. This is Friday Breakfast Blend. Good morning. How's it going? Yeah. What is healthcare.gov? It is a website that makes it easier to find healthcare coverage and clearly explains how new rules like the Patient's Bill of Rights and the Affordable Care Act will benefit you, your family, or your business. You could check out healthcare.gov regularly to stay current about the benefits available to you and informed about what's ahead. And you know what I'm talking about. You can check out my playlist at WRAR.org. We're going to hillbilly it up a little bit here. Paul Howard and his cotton pickers are going to do a little rooty-tooty for us here today. All years.
Met my future wife today, and her name is Cassie Mae. Rooty-tooty.
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 Rooty-tooty, she's my Sunday gal. Feeling dandy, doing swell. My gal is the village belle, hotsy-totsy,
rooty-tooty,
super-duper,
rooty-tooty,
rooty-tooty, she's my Monday gal. People stare when we walk around the square. Bouncy, bouncy,
rooty tooty,
upsy daisy,
rooty tooty,
rooty tooty, she's my Tuesday gal. I'm not jealous, no siree, just as long as she's with me. Wicky wacky,
rooty tooty,
Humpty Dumpty,
rooty tooty,
rooty tooty, she's my Wednesday gal. Got pretty eyes of blue, and she thinks I'm pretty too. Tootsie wootsie,
rooty tooty,
honky dory,
rooty tooty,
rooty tooty, she's my Thursday gal. Gonna make that lady mine when she signs that dotted line. Hinky dinky,
rooty tooty,
yipsy doodle,
rooty tooty,
rooty tooty, she's my Friday gal. I'm so nervous, I can't wait for the day we have our date. Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, Saturday,
rooty tooty,
rooty tooty, she's my Sunday gal.
Big old, he's asking, feeling her dance. Shadow stretch, I see my planet crumbling. Stars are shining, but they're pulling at something. Through the fire and flames with Mr. So-and-so. You just suck my star and steal my glow. There's a galactic crash, I feel myself in a hole. You know, I'm the match, it's got me bought and sold. Your love, yes, in overload, that took me out. Cut your love, you can't cook me without that. Cut your love. Feel like you can't handle this, so princess, in a mess that you did on yourself. Cause you like me, dumb or thick, hit by the ugly stick. Gon' wiggle it, gon' wiggle out, all by myself. Cause you love
all right. All right, Marianne Watney. What is she doing? I don't know. That's Mr. So-and-so. It's from the album What Is She Doing? Came out 2007. It's almost borderline outsider music. Cool stuff, though. Interesting, anyway. Before that was No One by the Warmed Over Band from their self-titled release on Monodus Records. And then we heard Cool Red-Haired Maniac Polecat Man, say that fast five times, by the Hellbilly Club. Blah, blah, blah. See, I couldn't even say it once. And then we started with Rudy Tootie by Paul Howard and his Cotton Pickers. Yes, indeed. Hey, guess what? That's right. It's WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Good morning. Coming up about 7:30, I'm Phil. Hey, what's up? I'm coming about 7:30 or so. We're going to have someone come in and talk about the Richmond, Virginia Environmental Film Festival. I cannot speak. What is my problem, y'all? Oh, my God. Okay, so well, about 7:30, we'll talk about that. A little light interview and fare, if you will. 7 o'clock, it's time to rock your face off. What better way to do it than Helmet. We'll be right back.
Don't ever forget it, little girl.
Yeah. Last night, I tried to rock a Billy Hell. Last night, yeah, I learned why Elvis fell. Like a human Rorschach test, he defined the world, couldn't define himself. I love you, my black and shiny beast. Well, I've seen the red light in Memphis streets. Well, I've seen the ragged face of Jared Lee. Only faithful as his options. Character, a swift adoption now. I love you, my black and shiny beast.
What do you need that for?
Clip from the movie.
Oh, a movie?
A movie.
Are you playing a clip from a movie?
I'm playing a clip from a movie.
Okay, is there cuss words in it?
No.
There better not be.
There's people in stress, though, which is great in the morning.
All right. This is Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil, and Scott Berger's here with what is your representation? You're representing the Richmond Environmental Film Festival?
That is correct. I'm actually the co-chair of the local Sierra Club Falls of the James Group.
Yes.
Yes. And and Sierra Club Falls of the James Group and Richmond Foundation are the main sponsors, mm-hmm. not the only sponsors, but the main sponsors behind this year's 2011, that's redundant, RVA, Richmond Environmental, that's redundant, Environmental Film Festival at the Bird this Saturday.
That's tomorrow.
God, it is, yes.
I know. Well, let me read this. This is actually PSA, the underwriting that I got to do. Intriguing documentaries, environmental education, pure entertainment, and lasting inspiration. You could take it all in during Richmond's Environmental Film Festival at the Bird Theater, Saturday, February 12th. All-day passes are just $10. The Environmental Film Festival is produced by Falls of the James Sierra Club and in Richmond Foundation, which you just mentioned, and sponsored as well by WIR 97.3 FM. For tickets and movie listings, you can visit RVAEnvironmentalFilmFestival.com. Richmond's Environmental Film Festival, Saturday, February 12th. And Scott Berger is here to talk a little bit about it. And so what kind of films you got lined up?
We got all kinds of films, mostly environmental. No, seriously, if you're looking for something inexpensive to do tomorrow morning, actually free, and you got some kids in tow, the thing maybe to do is take them down to the Bird Theater and see the Lorax cartoon. We're going to show that first.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Biggest Picture did when it was the Environmental Film Festival. We're showing the Lorax first at 10 a.m., and it's no tickets required for that. It's free, and please bring the kids and get them edutained there. And yes, and it's a timeless classic, the Lorax, and that's going to start us off. That's about half an hour long.
Cool. What times it start then? 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Okay. I'm trying to do wires here. What
are you talking? Oh yeah, you're special. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. What else? Oh yeah, so we also have some academic films like Who Killed Virginia Crassokius? Who basically killed the rise and the fall of the Chesapeake Bay Oyster, which was a film that showed at the D.C. Environmental Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty timely, and it's also pretty relevant because, you know, it's about Chesapeake Bay Oyster.
I got to say, to interrupt a little bit, that my wife and I, we went to the Mariners Museum down in Newport News the past couple weeks, and they're doing a photo thing, a photo spread of the watermen of the Chesapeake mm-hmm. and how, you know, their culture is basically dying out.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, environmental concerns as well.
So. Right. So, and we're going to have the filmmaker there to speak on it. So
oh, excellent.
That should be good. There's also a film about called The Beekeepers by a Virginian, from a guy from Orange, Virginia, sort of experimental documentary. It's about half an hour long. And it's about the bees and how they're in trouble.
That was really moving. I got to say,
you saw it?
I did. I saw it when I think the James River Film Festival did it a while ago.
Yeah.
It was pretty moving and scary.
Yes.
No vegetables.
Ooh. Well, anyway, so they're showing that too. There's, you know, it's not all downers. There's some other stuff too. We're gonna be showing No Impact Man, which was a big award winner. And
what's that about?
Oh, you love this. It's about a guy in New York who basically decides to try to take his family and have no impact on the environment.
Wow.
And you can imagine the discussions he and his wife have. Because, you know, like, oh, toilet paper, can't use toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I mean, I think it's good because it really goes through the personal challenge of trying to be an environmentalist in a consumer society.
Yeah. You know, I've always kind of thought that, you know, just, I mean, to wax philosophical a little bit, is that there's always a level of hypocrisy that you have to kind of deal with in this world of like, and there's ones that can completely isolate yourself from doing the right thing environmentally or, you know, politically or socially. There's always a level of like, if you're vegetarian, it's like, well, but technically you're using a lot of products. If you're vegan, you know, kind of thing, you're technically using some products that are based off of animals kind of thing, unless you level yourself in like totally extreme ways. I mean,
and obviously it's a personal challenge. I mean,
yes.
Some people take it differently. I mean, I think certainly being vegetarian is one of the best ways to help mm-hmm. the environment. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are going to show a short film possibly called Making the Connection about that.
Oh.
But, you know, some people it's not having kids, or it's not driving to work, you know,
right.
bicycling to work. I mean, these, you know, everyone has a level of comfort, and everyone needs to
maybe
try to make the environment a part of it, though.
You know what? That's funny. You said, maybe I just used it in a negative way, and you used it more positively. It's like what you can do to actually make a difference, as opposed to what you don't do that doesn't make a difference.
I was positive.
Yeah, it sounded.
You gotta tell my wife.
is this the first festival? Is this the first one?
No. Well, it
you've
is,
been doing a couple of years now, or what?
The Sierra Club has helped sponsor the Biggest Picture, which sort of preceded this. And that was a thing put together by John Wade at the Bird,
uh-huh.
and that was really good. And when John Wade left the area, we didn't want to see it go away. So we've tried to step up here. And this year we're doing a 1 day festival, but it was sort of, I won't say thrown together, but it was sort of planned with less time. And next year and the years following, we hope to have a 2 day festival, incorporate themes, get more sponsors,
get
a bigger deal. But this is the first year, and I think we got some great movies, and I think it's going to be the bedrock. I think it's going to start a regular event, which would be great.
I couldn't agree with you more, and think that this is just really a good program to raise awareness, especially in Richmond, because Richmond's a very aware town of things, and to be environmentally a film festival that has to do with environmentalism, perfect. You know, I think it's a perfect outlet for it. And no better people to do it than the Sierra Club, I'm sure. And you know, good sponsorship, too. We're sponsoring it as well.
Yeah, WR is a sponsor. It's great.
Okay, so you said you wanted to play a clip, right? Or something?
Well, I'll attempt this. Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we go for a song, and then you get that organized, and then we'll play a clip from it when we come back.
Okay.
Sound good?
I suppose. Is it an environmental song?
Is it? No, it's not. It's Roller Disco by Black Moth Super Rainbow. Super Rainbow. I know. What a great name.
It's very proggy.
It is proggy. It's very like guy on his computer at homie. I said homie. That's from his from their Dandelion Gum CD. Their best work, really. And the song Roller Disco. I'm talking with Scott Berger of the James River Sierra Club, and he's talking a little bit about the Richmond Environmental Film Festival, which was coming out tomorrow, which is happening tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. with a free movie of The Lorax.
At the Bird.
At the Bird. And you can find out more information online at RVA, environmentalfilmfestival.com. A lot of good documentaries coming on. And you have a clip. And you want to talk about the clip a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, this is from the 2009 Academy Award-winning film, The Cove, which we are going to be showing at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's, okay, ostensibly it's about dolphin slaughter, which makes a lot of people kind of squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
But my point to them is it's actually a very uplifting film. The violence is only a few seconds long, mm-hmm. and it's a really great movie. It's an Academy Award winner, and it plays more like an action movie, like a James Bond movie.
Oh, cool.
And so I thought I'd play a clip to sort of illustrate that.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on us.
All righty.
I do want to say that we try to do the story legally.
There it is. A little town with a really big secret.
It's so bizarre. What's going on over here?
When we first got in the country, we had no idea who was following us.
You think they know we're here?
We didn't know if it was the whalers, the Japanese mafia.
Somebody's behind me. I don't know who that is.
They don't like me. They don't like my message.
Rick is world famous for his work with dolphins.
I feel somewhat responsible because it was the Flipper TV series that created this multi-billion dollar industry.
The dolphin smile is nature's greatest deception. It creates the illusion they're always happy.
You realize after a while they don't really belong in captivity.
I'd never seen so many dolphins before.
The Japanese people don't even know about it.
They take the boats around to the secret cove that nobody could see.
They're afraid of cameras. They said if the world finds out what goes on here, we'll be shut down.
They were hiding something.
We need to get in there and film exactly what happens. We need to know the truth.
We needed people with a special set of skills to implement this mission.
They're behind me.
Let's go.
Good luck.
Underwater camera is set.
They're not being told that the free lunch means that their children are getting contaminated.
Let it not be said that you didn't know about it. You know about it.
If we can't fix that, there's no hope.
It is flashlight. Guards are moving.
Get out of there. Get out of there now.
Ooh, scary.
I know.
So you can see it's sort of like a combination of the Bourne Identity and
Flipper. Yeah, I think it's the music that made that.
It helps, yeah.
And that starts at 5 tomorrow, that particular one.
Correct. And that one will definitely show on schedule. There's some other ones, you know, depending on the schedule goes, we'll have to move around a little bit. But the schedule and the movies are up on the website, RVA, environmentalfilmfestival.com. So please do check it out. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm hoping for a good turnout, and we'll have some discussion, maybe a little bit of music, even.
Yeah,
and it should be a fun day.
It sounds really like I said before. It sounds like just another great event that actually will raise some awareness and hopefully, you know, change some people's opinions about things and make them move in the other direction, maybe.
Hopefully,
and or just enjoy it, or you know, reaffirm people that already are feeling of a certain opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever you want to use with it, and like I said, mm-hmm. it's an all day pass, and so if you want to come and go and only see part of it, and it's one price, so that's great.
Yeah. You're going to give away some tickets?
Yes, please.
Do you want to say the first two callers get two pairs of tickets? Does that make sense? Or do you just want to do one pair of tickets?
We do two pair, yeah.
Okay.
And what I can do is I'll tell the callers, but you don't have to come to the station if you don't want to.
Yeah, they'll be we could put them at the box office at the Bird tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, cool. So I tell you what, first caller, 649-9737 is going to win themselves a pair of tickets so you can take a date to the Richmond Environmental Film Festival. That's 649-9737. 649-9737. In the meantime, oh, what do you know? We're going to go ahead and play another song here.
Across the monster neon lights, pigeons are circled, dragon at home.
This is the WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Miles Burnett. The Red Wing's Nest, Sabbath Study Point's new online journal of art and literature for children, preschool through 8th grade, is now accepting submissions for the Alpha issue until February 10th, 2011. The journal's website is under construction and will premiere in late February. The theme for this premiere issue is place. If your child has written a poem, a memoir, a story, or created a work of art about a place, send in a submission. The Red Wing's Nest is open to children from around the globe, so tell your friends. For more information, contact the Red Wing's Nest at sabbathatstonypoint.org. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond presents an exhibit of current work by VCU Department of Craft and Material Studies graduates through March 11th. The Visual Arts Center is located at 1812 West Main Street. For more information, visit www.visarts.org. Celebrate art after dark every Thursday and Friday evenings at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts until 9 p.m. Enjoy the gallery exhibits and evening entertainment featuring a diverse range of art forms, including music, films, poetry, reading, and dance. VMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard in Richmond. For more information, visit www.vmfa.museum. Elwood's Cafe features live music on most Friday and Saturday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Open mic night is on Thursdays from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Elwood's Cafe is located at 10 South Thompson Street. For more information, visit www.elwoodscafe.com.
And I'm Ian Baxter. 1708 Gallery is pleased to announce two exhibitions opening on February 18th, Heath Lemley's Something and Nothing and Kimberly Witham's Transcendence. On Friday, February 18th, the exhibition will open with a reception from 6 to 8 p.m. The evening will feature talks by both artists beginning at 6:30 p.m. The exhibition will close on Saturday, April 16th. 1708 Gallery is located at 319 West Broad Street. For more information, visit www.1708gallery.org. Martial Law returns to Richmond Saturday, February 26th, 8:30 p.m. at Legend Brewing Company. For one night only, this Richmond-born, Charlottesville-based band will rock out for Art 180 with classic and modern rock tunes. This event is a fundraiser for Art 180. For more information, visit www.art180.com. The third annual Richmond Environmental Film Festival will be held on Saturday, February 12th, 2011, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Bird Theater. This year's festival will be organized by the local Sierra Club Falls of the James Group in partnership with the Enrichment Foundation. The lineup of films include the 2009 Academy Award-winning documentary The Cove, The Beekeepers, No Impact Man, and a film about the fall and rise of Chesapeake Bay oysters. For more information, contact rvanvfilmfest@gmail.com. Gallery 5 has partnered with CultureWorks to bring you Gallery 5 After 5, a brand new public lecture series and happy hour event. This lecture series will take place every second Wednesday of the month through May 2011. Guest speakers will provide entertaining and informative lectures on an unusual array of topics. Accompanying the lecture will be musical performances. The next lectures in the series are on February 8th with Patrick Godfrey of Velocity Comics and on March 9th with Tom Silvestro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Gallery 5 is located at 200 West Marshall Street downtown. For more information, visit www.gallery5arts.org. The Richmond Public Library's main branch downtown presents Meet Me in the Bottom, The Struggle to Reclaim Richmond's African Burial Ground, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. The film won as the best documentary film at the Virginia Independent Film Festival. Join the library staff for a discussion and screening of the film. The documentary was created by Dr. Sean O. Utsi. The documentary was created by Dr. Sean O. Utsi, chair of the Department of African American Studies at VCU. The main branch of the library is located at 101 East Franklin Street. For more information, call 646-7223. This WRIR calendar was produced by Miles Barnett and Ian Baxter. These events can be viewed by visiting www.wrir.org and clicking on Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. Can't read.
All right, that was Listen Up by Biss, and that's what you need to be doing when you're tuning into this radio station. That was pretty dumb. That was pretty dumb sounding, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, some people don't listen that well.
So there you go. So they need to do that. Congratulations to Teresa, who won a pair of tickets.
Yes.
And she will be seeing the film festival.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk. Okay. So, okay. Tell me, just let's nutshell this event a little bit before you have to go. Maybe give away a couple more tickets. So Richmond Environmental Film Festival, first year, basically.
Well,
founding year at the Bird, like, is a big event, right?
It's following the tradition of the biggest picture. I think it's like the third. I don't know. Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It is the first year that the Sierra Club Falls of James is taking this much of an active role in it.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it's hopefully the beginning of a good trend.
Yeah, that's good. A good foundation to build the blocks up high, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it starts at 10.
Correct.
Bird Theater. You can check out more information at RVA, environmentalfilmfestival.com.
Right. The movies, the schedules are there. You know, if you haven't figured out already, we're showing some of the more kids-oriented stuff in the morning and then more adult-themed towards the afternoon. You know, the environmental porn.
it's a lot of trees there, buddy.
You know, the dolphin sex.
Yeah. What time is the last movie? Is it
5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. So the dolphin movie is the last.
The Cove is the last.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It should be a great event. Looking forward to it. And we'll give away another. Do you have anything else you want to say about it before we go?
No. Thanks for all the people who are supporting it, and thanks to all our sponsors. There's lots of them on the website, and they'll hopefully some will be there at the movie theater. And yeah, please come and enjoy the festival.
Okay. Thanks again. We're going to give away another pair of tickets.
Yeah.
You can call Scott at 649. Well, this is the station. 649-9737. We have one more pair of tickets to give away to the Richmond Environmental Film Festival at the Bird Theater tomorrow, February 12th, starting at 10 o'clock. Should be a great event. Thanks for coming down, Scott. Really appreciate
pleasure.
It. 649-9737. This song goes out here to Gene of the British Breakfast. He found this for me. It's a record, and this may not have anything to do with the
fire. You found a record?
I did. I have a 45 that he was telling me that I needed to do, or that our band needed to cover, and then he sure enough. Anyway, okay? So then there's all that.
I got all of it.
All of that right there.
Yeah, it's all recorded.
and then he found the record, and he's like, here, take this. And what happened was when the Slurpees first came out from 7-Eleven, they gave away a 7-inch with the Slurpee in the late 60s.
Okay.
And this is it. And this is the it's just totally like drink a Slurpee song.
Huh.
But this is it. It's actually pretty quite hilarious and kind of rocking too. Anyway, this goes out to Gene. Thanks.
Yeah.
649-9737 to win some tickets. Congratulations to Laura for winning the pair of tickets. And also, GRTC is running fine, thanks to her. So thank you very much. You know what it's time for? Pig's Notes!
Cute to a party? Ready. Ain't got no snoots? Give me some feet. Heard about the party? You know how we talk. Can't get a ride? Ain't got a walk. Ain't got no sandals? Put on my boots. Come all the way across town, give me some snoots.
Walking.
lucky star.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious! Next, in 2 weeks, we're gonna have a conversation about your trip working on a cruise ship, Shantae, right? Yes, Shantae is here. She's gonna run the board moments away. That was Daniel Johnston walking the cow, because there's something about cow walking with a big leash. I know. Imagine the scooper you got to get for that thing on the sidewalk. That's a lot, you know. Or you just fling it. I don't know. Yeah, like a frisbee. Before that was Natural Bridge Bunch, Pig Snoots. And thanks, Scott, for coming in. Appreciate that. The Commonwealth of Virginia includes every bird and animal habitat that occurs naturally between Maine and Florida. Within Virginia's 43,000 square miles of diverse natural habitat, you can find some 400 species of bird, 250 species of fish, 150 species of terrestrial and marine animals, 150 species of amphibians, I was going to say amphetamines, and reptiles, and a wide variety of aquatic and terrestrial invertebrates. The Virginia Birding and Wildlife Trail celebrates this diversity with wildlife viewing sites throughout the state. For more information and to download maps of the routes, visit the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries website at www.dgif.virginia.gov/VB That's right. Hey, go outside, take a walk, go bird watching. It's a lot of fun. My wife and I do it. You get to learn a little bit about stuff like that. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil. I'll be Phil all day. Bye. This is No BS Brass Band, ending it up.